From the CNN Center in Atlanta, I'm Namwa Delaney. Thanks for checking in with us. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. The Labor Department says a lot more Americans are looking for work. The numbers just out this morning say 80,000 jobs were cut last month. That's the third straight month of job losses. Unemployment is now at 5.1%. Earlier this week, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke warned Congress of a possible recession in the first half of this year. Some Democrats say the latest classified assessment of the war in Iraq is too rosy. They say the national intelligence estimate downplays recent violence in Iraq. Key lawmakers received the classified document earlier this week. It reported significant security gains since the last assessment was delivered in August. Some Democrats suggest the report is an attempt to make President Bush look good before Congress opens hearings next week on the Iraq War. Many Republicans accuse Democrats of using the report for political posturing in an election year. The chairman of electronics giant Samsung Group has appeared before special prosecutors in South Korea. He attended court for questioning over allegations of bribery and corruption at the firm. He's denied any involvement. Samsung also denies the allegations and says the probe could damage its business at a tough time. A man is dead after a four-alarm fire tore through a warehouse in San Jose, California. Officials say firefighters found the man's body inside the burning building. The blaze was so intense, firefighters were forced to pull back for fear the building would collapse. There's no word yet on what caused the fire. Americans are remembering Martin Luther King Jr. The civil rights leader was assassinated 40 years ago today. Observances are being held around the U.S. to honor King, who advocated nonviolence as blacks fought segregation laws in the 50s and 60s. Well, that's a quick look at what's making news this hour. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.